a no BS woman since June, been fine on the water and sleep. So about eating to enough, but I will not journal. I just sit down and start hating myself. Then I would write the stuff that you hate. Why not? Here's the thing. What doesn't get a voice only has a voice inside your head. Let the paper have the voice. If nothing else, I know this sounds crazy, but I would much rather you write that shit down and see it and tell yourself, these are the things that I want to unlearn saying to myself. It's good to know that this is in my head. These are the things that when I don't write down, my brain uses against me all day long. The thing about journaling, and y'all can go and Google journaling studies, people who journal, even if you're going to journal the stuff that you don't like about yourself in the beginning, and you just end it each time with, and this is what I'm unlearning. This is the stuff I want to no longer believe. This is the stuff I believe today, but I'm glad I'm seeing it because now it gives me the opportunity to start thinking, what else could I think? Are there other things in my life that I'm ignoring because of this stuff? So much more helpful. So if you look at journaling studies, people who journal typically, and this is people who write about like their hopes, their dreams, the things they don't like about themselves and stuff, they almost always typically earn more money. They have more stable relationships. They tend to like on like happiness indicator scales and stuff, they out-test people who don't journal time and time again. Even if they're just journaling things they don't like about themselves, because they feel like it's being seen, they feel like it's being heard, their brain thinks there's something being done about it, and their brain is tricked into thinking they don't have to ruminate all day on it, they tend to test better in happiness scales. This is just the way it is. Now, y'all can sit there and argue with me all day long. I don't like writing and, you know, wah, wah, wah. All right, but here's the thing. Are you willing to hang on to your stories of, I don't like writing, I don't have time, and I only seem to be able to come up with stuff I hate myself? Are you willing to, like, I'm all in on that in exchange for being one of the people who, in like all the people who studies show have better quality of life, feel like they have stronger relationships, show like that it's easier for them to improve their life because they're seeing what's going on inside their brain? Like, are you willing to trade all of those benefits to hang on to a couple of stories that you have about journaling? If you are, that's fine, but just know what you're trading out. That's the key.